Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we'll have class number 4 in the series of classes called Failure of Love and Marriage. And the title of the class is Your Wife Needs Your Kindness. Inshallah, we will continue today to learn about the mercy between spouses, an important basic factor for the success of marriage. Today we will learn about the mercy of the husband towards his wife. And inshallah next week we will learn about the mercy of the wife towards her husband. Regarding the class of today, the mercy of the husband towards his wife, the class will include the following. Number 1, definition of mercy between spouses. Number 2, a message for every Muslim husband. Number 3, the nature of the woman that proves that she needs the kind treatment, mercy, compassion, and patience from her husband. Actually, sisters, we must believe that mercy is one of the greatest blessings which Allah has bestowed on humanity. Allah the Almighty has created human nature in such a way that mercy, kindness and love are its nutrition. In Islam, marriage is a blessed contract between a woman and a man in which each becomes permitted to each other and starts the journey of life. Mercy between spouses is a fundamental factor for the success of marriage and stability of the family, where the kids can grow up in a healthy environment full of kindness, care, and love. Also, they can have the same good manners of their parents. And actually, this is a very important fact which must encourage each of the husband and the wife to be kind to each other. Because when the kids will grow up with parents whom they are forgiving each other, helping each other, supporting each other, this will be the role model for the kids. So the kids will try to be like their parents. They will have the same manners of their parents. So this means that, inshallah, when they will grow up, they will have successful marriage because they learn the importance of mercy in marriage from their parents. Also, the kids whom they grow in a family where the husband and wife are kind to each other, the kids will have balanced spirits, and they will be actually living in a healthy environment which will help them to be good human beings in the future. Mercy between spouses. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mercy between spouses is always highly appreciated at the old age, when both spouses are weak and in great need of care and support. At that time, every one of them will remember the good memory regarding his or her spouse and will be thankful for having a kind heart who can take care of him or her the rest of the life. Again and again, sisters, at the beginning of marriage, the husband and the wife, both of them are in a good shape. They are in a good shape regarding their health, regarding their work, regarding their psychological condition. So love and affection will be needed between them. But by time, when one of them may become weak, for example, loss of work or loss of health or whatever disaster is happening in life, at that time, mercy has to be the relation between them. When one of the spouses is weaker than the other one, it will be the mercy that will actually unite the hearts. It will not be the affection and the love, because now there is one weak and one in a more stronger situation. So at that time, the weak partner of marriage will be looking for the mercy of his spouse to support him at the time of weakness. And this is always happening mostly at the old age. And at that time, we will appreciate having someone in our life who is taking care of us, forgiving us, supporting us, and taking care of us. Actually, the mercy between spouses is a blessing from Allah, which we need to take care of it and try by all the means to keep it in our marriages. Mercy between spouses is the feeling of kindness, care, compassion, and forgiveness, which Allah bestows on the hearts of both the husband and the wife at the beginning of marriage. These feelings are expected to increase and become more deepened with days and years of marriage, when every spouse realizes the blessings of having a close companion supporting him or her at the time of distress, caring for him or her at the times of illness and weakness, kind with him or her at the times of upset and sadness, and loving and compassionate at times of need. We must agree that worldly life is a difficult test, where you need a kind companion who can share your feelings, a kind companion who can give you a hand to support you to live together a happy life. You know, sister, this is the most important factor for the stability of marriage, is that to feel that, to have the feeling all the time that Allah give me a heart or a spirit or a soul, that soul will live with me all the time. That soul will take care of me. That soul will support me. I am never alone. You know, in this life, I will not be in need of anyone to take care of me when I am weak, or when I am sick, or when I lose my work, or when my parents will die, or when my kids are not good with me. My husband is there, or my wife is there. You know, these are the husband or the wife, you know, they are the source of the care, the support, the compassion, forgiveness, you know, of the mistakes. I will be never feeling that I am in need of other people to take care of me, because I have the one whom Allah gives to me, my husband or my wife. This is the reality of the mercy between spouses, which makes the hearts very close and make the journey of life a reality of happiness and love. Everyone is looking for the journey of life to be a journey of happiness. Okay? You cannot have the journey of life as a journey of happiness through the big house or through the big car or through the bank account or through the kids only. You need a spirit in your life, and that spirit has to be compatible with you. That spirit is feeling, you know, your feelings. That spirit is the spirit which you are always looking for it to be very close to you all the time. This is the reality of the happiness, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made the happiness in the heart. Okay, and the one who is controlling the hearts is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Happiness in life is through emotions, not through materialistic, you know, issues. Unfortunately, most of the human beings, they decide to forget about emotions, and they decide to live the happiness through the materialistic issues of the worldly life. And because of that, most of them are having depression, and most of them are on antidepressant, or they are unguided. Okay, why? Because they change, you know, the fact which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us about the happy marriage. The happy marriage is the marriage which is based on the three factors which Allah mentioned in Surah number 30, verse number 21, which I am repeating in every class of marriage to remind the Muslims about this fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created us, the one who knows our abilities, the one who knows knows our needs. He is the one who taught us or teaches us in the Quran about the three factors which can make happiness in marriage. So if we can reflect, as Allah said in this verse of the Quran, which I will recite it now, if we can reflect on this fact that to have a happy marriage, you must have mercy, you must have affection, and you must have a repose with your spouse, okay? If you have these three factors, you will have a happy marriage. Most of the people all over the world, and the Muslims also, they forget about that rule. And they decide to live the marriage and the whole life according to the materialistic enjoyments. Accordingly, we have the failure of the marriage. So we need again to actually plan our marriage according to the rules of the Creator, the one who knows, you know, how we can be happy, the one who knows the way of our happiness in the worldly life. Now we will read the same verse of the Quran, which in, alhamdulillah, I'm repeating and repeating in every class of marriage, so that I hope that one day the Muslims whom they can reflect, they will realize before it is too late that these are the three factors which they need to have in their marriage so that it will be a happy one. And even if they will have different points of view or they will have some disaster in their life, still these three factors, mercy, affection, and to have a repose, will be the factors to stabilize their life and to make them to continue it in the best shape. Now we will read from Surah number 30, verse number 21. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وآياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And among his signs is this, that he created for you wives from among yourselves, and that you may find repose in them. And he has put between you affection and mercy. Verily in that are indeed signs for people who reflect.
Okay, sister. So, inshallah, today we will send a message of mercy to every Muslim husband, reminding him of his wife and her need for his mercy and kindness. My dearest husband, actually this is not for my husband, this is for every husband, okay? So, dearest husband, number one, by getting married, you are not just getting a wife, you are getting your whole world. From now until the rest of your life, your wife will be your companion, your partner, and your best friend. And actually, sister, this is a very important fact which every wife must take care of. She must try from day one to be the closest friend to her husband. Because it is not accepted that the husband will have a close friend whom he knows all the secrets of the husband while his wife doesn't know about him anything. Okay, and when she will ask him about his income or how he is spending the day or what is his plans, he will tell her, you know, this is not your business, okay, and I have some friends, they know much about this, or he will not mention this to her, but she will notice that all the time, you know, he prefers to have close friends or at least one friend, or his parents even, he is mentioning to them about his plans and what he likes and what he dislikes, and whatever in the depths of his heart will not be mentioned to his wife. It will be mentioned to any person else. This is totally wrong, because this means that their hearts are not close together, their hearts are still apart from each other. Okay? If we have the mercy between each other, we must feel that it is the right of the wife to know everything about her husband. Because they are living one life, they have one goal, and they have, you know, one way. Accordingly, we must be sharing each other about the final details of our life, and there must be no other person who is in the middle of the relation between the husband and the wife. Accordingly, we are actually sending the message to the husband that try to feel that your wife is your companion, your partner, and your best friend. She will share with you your moments, your days, your years. She will share your success and your failures. She will be always with you. The spirit providing you with the affection, mercy, support, happiness, peace, and tranquility. Again, sisters, you know, these basic facts must be discussed between the husband and the wife even before marriage. Okay? They must realize how close is the relation between them. How they must try to share with each other every single moment and every event. This must be discussed so that they will have the plan together, you know, from the beginning. Because when these facts are not clear from the beginning, this will lead to, you know, the separation, a gradual separation between them, you know. But if he will feel that his wife is the spirit who will provide the husband with the affection, mercy, support, love, happiness, peace, and tranquility. If a husband has a wife, he must realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who made the marriage the most important and accepted and legal bond between a man and a woman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the source of the affection, mercy, support, and the happiness for the husband only through his wife. Even if he has a relation which is not legal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make it a blessed relation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never make him to be satisfied with that relation, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who made the marriage bond, the only legal bond between the husband and the wife, to be the source of all the needs of the body and the spirit. My dearest husbands, your wife is the shepherd in your house, taking care of you and your kids. When you are ill, she will take the best care of you. When you need help, she will do all she can do for you. When you have a secret, she will keep it. And again and again. The only one who will keep the secret of the husband is the kind and the loyal wife. Why? Because his secret is her secret, because they are one body. This is how we have to evaluate marriage. How can I disclose a secret of my husband while I feel that me and him are one person? His secret is my secret. His illness is my illness. His success is my success. You know, this is how we are supposed to, you know, to feel the marriage, so that there will be always mercy between the spirits. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed on every heart at the beginning of marriage. Then it will be, you know, the duty of the husband and the wife to keep that relation and to keep the feeling of mercy and to make it more deep. The more we live together, the more we sympathize with each other, the more we face troubles and we sacrifice for its sake, the more we become closer to each other, the more we will be more merciful to each other. When you need an advice, your wife will give you the best advice, because that advice is for her sake, because it is for the sake of her family. Your wife is always with you, ready to sacrifice everything for your happiness. Dear husband, when you wake up in the morning, it is your wife, the first one your eyes will see, and also she is the last one your eyes will see before you sleep. During the day, she will be taking care of the house, the food, the kids, and everything she can do to provide happiness for your family. Dear husband, please remember that Allah the Almighty created you and your wife to complete each other. That is to say, everyone has his own nature. And regarding the woman, you must remember that they are very emotional human beings, as this is compatible with their responsibilities as mothers. Again and again, sisters, you know, this is the importance of knowing, you know, the basic knowledge of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the woman to have her special nature, the nature which is compatible for her main responsibility in life, a wife and a mother. To be a wife and the mother, to take care of the baby during the night and to take care of the kids all the life, she must have a quick response and a quick reaction nature. That is to say, she acts according to her emotions. This kind of human being is always in need of love, mercy and kindness so that she will feel security, peace and tranquility. You know, the person who is emotional is always in need of security and peace. You know, this is the nature of that person. Who can give a wife security and peace? Only her husband. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the husband and the wife. Okay? When I am looking for security and I am a married woman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never make me to feel the security while I am living with my parents and leaving my family house, while I am living with my kids and not with my husband, while I am living with my brother and not with my husband. The wife only feels the real security and the peace when she is living with the kind husband. Okay, and this is the importance of the knowledge, you know, that if you are looking for a happy marriage, look for happiness with your husband. Don't try to look for the happiness through your kids or through the wealth which your husband has. No, it has to come from the spirit of your husband. Okay, and this is actually, sisters, the most important fact in marriage. The real happiness is the happiness of the two spirits, of the husband and the wife, taking care of each other, caring for each other, loving each other, supporting each other, even if the income is very low, even if they don't have kids, even if they don't have any other one in their life, but they are enough for each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the marriage bond to be sufficient for the husband and wife to live a very good life. Keeping in mind that heart of the husband and the heart of the wife, both of them are feeling the mercy towards each other. This is the most important factor. Dear husband, please remember that your wife suffered from monthly hormonal changes, which causes pain, upset, and mood changes for few days every month, during which she needs your care, patience, and kind treatment. Actually, you know, this is a fact which every wife knows, that, you know, during the period she is not in a good shape because of the hormonal changes, and maybe she is nervous and she is upset and she's not talking much and she's isolated. So we are reminding, you know, every kind Muslim husband, okay, to try to be patient and to have kind treatment to his wife, because she is under, you know, the effect of the hormones. Dear husband, I need to remind you with the women's nature, which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the following hadith.
Okay, my question is, you mentioned before about entrusting private information to your partner and your partner being able to keep a secret as you keep a secret on your own. And this doesn't happen sometimes. You know, partners are distrustful of each other, and sometimes when you entrust the information is not private. Mm-hmm. So how can you, first of all, why does this happen? That's the first question. And the second is, how will you do to encourage that trusting relationship?
You know, I tell you, Romilia, actually, to disclose the secrets, you know, is a very big sin in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the husband and wife are living marriage as an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them all the time, observing and recording, they are not supposed ever to disclose any secret. You know, and this is not only for the husband and wife secrets, for any secret. Even, you know, in Islam, if we have a meeting like this and then we discuss any private issue, okay, as soon as we leave this room, okay, you must forget it completely, okay, because this is considered a secret. Whatever knowledge someone trusted you with, it is considered a secret. Even if I don't tell you, Romilia, it is a secret. Okay, it is a secret. Okay, so regarding the husband and the wife, again and again, Rumidia, inshallah, this is what I will clarify when I will mention the causes of failure of marriage, is that mostly husbands and wives are not living marriage as an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not in the equation of the marriage between the husband and wife. And because of that, when he is upset with her, or when she's giving him hard time, and mostly it is related to materialistic issue or to their private relations, he will be upset with her, and he will start to disclose all the secrets and to mention it to his parents or whatever. Okay? And again, you know, the problem between the husband and the wife and the causes of the failure, it is not related, you know, to whom I choose or what quality or whatever. It is related to the belief that marriage is an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we succeed to teach, you know, the young kids that Allah is there in their life and in every action you must observe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they grow up with this belief, okay, when they will marry, they will never disclose any secrets because they feel Allah and they fear Allah, okay? And they believe that my relation with my wife, okay, is actually an act of worship to Allah. So I am, you know, I am doing my acts for the sake of Allah, who will reward me or punish me. Okay, so with Allah, when I feel that Allah is listening to the secret, okay, I cannot go and say it outside. Not because of my wife, because of Allah. You know, human beings need Allah to be in their lives. When they feel the existence of Allah, when they feel the power of Allah, when they feel that when I will disclose the secret, Allah will punish me, not my wife. Okay, because my wife doesn't have power or will. And maybe my wife doesn't know that I disclose the secret, but Allah knows. And Allah is the witness. And Allah was the witness when she mentioned to me, this is a secret, don't mention it to anyone. Okay? Then I turn it and I mention it to everyone. Still she doesn't know, but Allah knows. Still she cannot punish, but Allah can punish. So you know, this is the most important rule, you know, for success of marriage, which inshallah we will discuss it later. The human beings, you know, the quality of the human beings. Okay, how to actually to build the bond of the marriage between two spirits, believing that Allah is the witness. Allah was the witness on our marriage contract. So we cannot get him out of the equation by time. Okay, I am living with you for the sake of Allah. I fear Allah for you. I am not giving you hard time. I am not disclosing your secrets. I am not saying any bad word. I am not doing anything. Maybe, in spite of the fact, my life is difficult. I am treated in a bad way. I am not having my rights, but still, I feel and I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the most important. If you are looking for someone to live with you the best life, you must be sure of this fact, the belief first, the belief in the oneness of Allah. When someone will believe in reality in Allah, then when I marry, okay, and you tell me why you are in a good shape and all of this, and you are not disclosing the secrets while, as you are mentioning, your husband is disclosing and this and that, I tell you, no, Allah is the one I am living my marriage for his sake. And if my husband, for example, according to your question, if my husband is disclosing the secrets, Allah is there. And Allah will take care of everything. I will try to mention to him not to do it again. But if he is someone who is having the habit to disclose, he will say the secrets to everyone. Nobody can change him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So next time, okay, if you discover that your husband is mentioning the secrets to everyone, you have the right not to mention to him the secrets. But what will happen by time? By time, everyone will have his own secrets and his own, priorities and his own or her own life. And by time, they will either be separated or they are two person living together just, you know, because they have one house. Okay, but everyone has his own world, and this is not marriage in Islam. You see? So this is the importance of having the kindness and the mercy, as Allah mentioned, basically and from the beginning of the marriage, and to try to keep it all the time. The minute you feel that my husband is not as kind as before, my husband is not as interested as before, the wife has to try all the means to get him more closer, to get him more included, to get him more interested, so that, you know, when we are close together, mercy will be between us. But when we are far away from each other, how we will communicate with each other? We will be strangers by time. And this is what is happening now in many marriages. Two strangers living with each other, both of them are polite, both of them is having his own line or way of life, okay? But they are in a good way because there are kids, okay? And we have to continue together for the sake of the kids. But when you ask me about, for example, inshallah, it is not me, but just, okay? When you ask me about the details of my husband, I tell you, in reality, I don't know anything. But nobody is mentioning the truth. Everyone is putting the mask. When you tell me, how is your marriage? Why? Life, excellent. My husband is the best husband. He is telling me everything. I am controlling. I am the one in charge. My life is super. This is not at all existing in life.
It can be, sometimes the information that is disclosed can be very simple, and it's not bad intentioned. It can be like a funny anecdote about your partner. But if your partner is very private, you know, and you don't know if this information will end up being a conflict. So that's one question. The other question is, what about private information about domestic violence? What should you do about if you feel threatened, if you feel like your husband is, or you're in danger? I mean, where do you draw the line about seeking for help? And, you know, these two are different questions. One is the innocent comment that you make to your friends about your husband that is not
validation. This is not good. Basically, you know, I tell you, this is not discussed under the title of secret. This is the title of respect, you know. Always, Romelia, make your husband the best respectable human being, even if you don't like him, okay? But with others, he must be always respectable, because he is your husband. If he is not respectable, you are not respectable, okay? His respect is your respect. If I don't respect my husband, I don't deserve respect. You know, this is from the basics of the marriage. You know, this is number one, related to not to have funny issues about my husband with my friends. You know, because again and again, Romelia, you know, and this what, inshallah, we will learn how to make our marriage successful. I must believe, you know, that my husband is the best human being, even if he is not. But I must believe in my spirit in this fact so that I can respect him. I can be honest with him. I can take care of him. You know, and I am doing all of this for Allah's sake. Okay? When you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you believe that your husband is a test for you, okay, at that time, you will have your own strategy, okay, to live with that husband the best life, in spite of the fact you know his reality. But still for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one is the respect. Even if you don't respect him personally, suppose personally, I don't respect my husband, for example, but with everyone, my husband must be the best one for respect. Why? Because this is my duty, you know, as a sincere wife. Okay, my internal feelings is something between me and Allah. Okay, this is, you know, how the righteous wife must be, you know, never in front of anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reality of my marriage has to be known. You know, this is the secrets of the marriage. You know, how you can have the successful marriage, how Allah can help you to improve your marriage when you prove to Allah that you, only Allah, is the one who knows my the reality of my feelings. But with everyone, I am the best righteous wife for your sake, because marriage is an act of worship for you, O Allah. You see, so this is number one. Number two, about the violence, you mean that the husband is beating his wife or all of this? You know, Rumelia, this is actually, you know, the opposite side of the class of today. My class is about the mercy between husbands and wife. You know, Rumelia, we will not have the violence if we have mercy. We will not have the violence if we live marriage as an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will not have violence if we know the rights of everyone and the duties of everyone. And when you have Allah in your marriage, you will never have violence or bad treatment or any of this. But our problem, you know, as Muslims, I'm discussing, you know, marriage of the Muslims. I'm not discussing of the non-Muslims, you know, because it is a totally different issue. I am discussing according to the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah. Allah taught us, as I clarified, the three factors for success of marriage. If I keep the affection and the mercy between my husband from the beginning, basically, number one, there is no husband who beats his wife, you know, on the first day of marriage, correct? Beating and violence, you know, is always later, okay? It is the duty of the wife to keep the mercy and the affection all the time, so that there will be never violence, there will be never bad treatment, there will be never disrespect and all of this. Accordingly, marriage is a strategy. Okay, we cannot, you know, after 10 years come and say, my husband is beating me, my husband is disrespecting me, my husband has an affair, my husband after 10 years. You know, the correction will be very difficult. And because of that, the ratio of divorce is increasing. Because there is no way for correction. Either divorce or forget it completely. Just to live, you know, and forget about the reality, just to bypass the days, okay? But to leave the marriage as a successful bond between the husband and the wife, the most important source of happiness, the most important project in the life of the human being is marriage. Okay, so you need in that project to have the happiness, the affection, security, peace, tranquility, everything, all my feelings and my needs, I need it through that very important project. So I must have a strategy from day one. I must know the factors, which I must try to keep it by all the means. Most of the husbands and wives start a very good start, okay, or beginning. And then, by time, you know, troubles start to appear, different points of view, you know, and they start, the hearts start to separate gradually. Then everyone becomes selfish, and then it is either one way, either to live together, everyone has his own world, or to divorce. Okay? So, you know, you cannot solve the big problems in the middle of the marriage. From day one, you have to put to have your strategy for the marriage, to clarify it and to insist on it, to insist to live your life, alaykum as-salam, according to it. You can say the story then.
Because, I mean, we should have mercy between one another, but unfortunately, in some relationships, it's not that way. I had a friend who was married for only 2 weeks during Ramadan. They got married during Ramadan, and he started beating her from the second or third day. Because he wasn't religious, she thought he was religious. Came to find out he was a totally different person. And he started beating her because she wouldn't have relations with him during Ramadan.
He wants to have a relation
during Ramadan? While they're fasting, in the middle of the day, he wants to have relations. And because of this, he started beating her.
And then what happened?
They got divorced. She put him in jail and they got divorced. So
How old they were then?
They were in their 30s.
30s. So they are mature. They are not 17.
Mature. They are mature. But unfortunately, they didn't know that much about each other.
They don't know much. And he looks religious?
So, yeah. She was told by another person who introduced them that he was a very religious person. And come to find out, he was the opposite. She was very...
Disappointed
and hurt, and he beat her up, and you know, the second or third day they were married, he beat her up and she put him in jail.
And where are her parents?
They're in Mexico or something.
Mexico.
I mean, even though we want, you know, everything should have, everyone should have mercy, and, you know, it's the way that things should be, things are not always, you know, we paint a pretty picture, but it's not always beautiful, you know.
It is worthwhile to live with somebody who has no mercy, because sometimes when the marriage begins, you may find marriage for one partner but not the other. And is the question is, will it always be like this, or is there anything that the partner that has mercy can do?
The one who has mercy can try to keep the marriage, but if there is beating and, you know, trying to tell her to come to him during the day of Ramadan, you know, something illegal, this is a sign.
The sad thing is, she's a new Muslim.
Yes.
And now she went away. I mean, she left Islam because of what happened.
You see, she left Islam.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is a very important, you know, issue. You know, actually, you know, Daniel, this is a very big problem.
Yeah.
You know, and actually, most of the Muslims, you know, must know. Actually, I will say, inshallah, now to the people here that in Khutbatul Gum'ah, you know, they must discuss this problem, because this problem is going on a lot nowadays. You know, the new convert to Muslims, they marry, you know, Muslim men believing that they are very religious, then they turn to be different, then they cause for them very big troubles, and the end is that revert sister will leave Islam, you know, and she will be against Islam. She will leave it and she will be an enemy to Islam because of what she suffered during her marriage, you know, and actually this is a very important problem, you know, and again it is that, you know, there is no real fear of Allah. This is the problem, you know. It is a very superficial, you know, religion, you know, which people are trying to show, you know, through coming to the masjid or praying five times in the masjid or whatever, showing off. But the deep belief in Allah will never make a husband to beat his wife, especially, you know, if she is a revered sister, you know, because that revered sister is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She doesn't know Islam, and you are teaching her that Islam is beating the wife from day one. You see, so this is a clarification that person never feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, Zainab, you want to say something?
I have a question. You said, like, most of the marriage will start, there's no problem, they love each other. But in my understanding, many Muslim countries, their parents will, arrange the marriage. But some of the family member, they are Muslim, but they are focusing of their benefit or material life or status, whatever. And then they match the people, their son and daughter. But because of the benefit of the family member, something like that. And then, I think that will fall apart their marriage as well. That's what I'm feeling, because the beginning they don't know each other, they don't love each other. Maybe they're the truth of the family member to be like a, to become a rich or become better status.
Yes.
I think that kind of
Yes, I understand. You know, Zainab is, you know, explaining that, you know, in mostly in the arranged marriages, and actually also in the not arranged marriages, most of the marriages now, you know, is, you know, for the sake of the benefit. You know, what I will get from him and what he will get from me. You know, emotions, you know, and feelings, and, you know, this kind of issues is not in the equation nowadays. Yes, I agree with you, and I mentioned this. And because of that, you know, according to Zainab, you know, there will be no love, affection, or mercy from the beginning. Because, you know, they come to each other for the sake of the benefits, not for the sake of the marriage.
That's
you know, yes, I agree with you for this. But at least they will try to be nice to each other for some time, you know, so that the benefits will be, you know, still, you know, in the relation. But by time they cannot, you know, so they will start to fight. But I agree with you, yes.
as long as we do follow Islam, you know, we will show mercy toward each other. But when someone is not practicing Islam, this is what happens.
Yes, I agree with you. Yes, because, you know, Daniel, actually, to be merciful in your marriage, you must be close to Allah. Because life is very difficult. Human beings are very difficult. There are a lot of burdens nowadays, you know. So to be all the time merciful, to be all the time kind, supporting, forgetting, forgiving, you must be close to Allah. Otherwise, there is no other source, you know, for these feelings. And because of that, you know, the rate of divorce in America is that every 3 marriages are, 2 of them are heading for divorce. You know, because of the materialistic relation. In Islam, we were hoping, or we are still hoping, that, you know, through the relation with Allah, okay, you will feel that marriage is an act of worship to Allah, so I must follow the rules of Allah by being merciful and by being kind, having affection, and to sacrifice for the sake of Allah. Everything is for the sake of Allah. But it looks that this is not the reality. Inshallah, we will try to work on this, you know, in the classes, in the coming classes, regarding to how to have the strategy of the marriage, happy marriage. Now we will learn and we will remind our dear husband. Prophet Muhammad, actually now I will remind the husband with the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he needs to know about the women's nature. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, said, treat women kindly. Woman was created from a rib. The part of it that is most bent is the top. If you try to straighten it, you will break it. And if you leave it alone, it will remain bent. So treat women kindly. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reminding the Muslim husband regarding the bent nature of the woman. Okay? This tradition is not for dispraising women, as understood by the public. Contrary, it is for teaching and encouraging husbands to treat their wives kindly and gently, because they have the bent nature which they were created with. Let me now clarify to you what is the meaning of this bent nature of the wife, because actually this hadith is very important, basic hadith, which must be taught to all the husbands so that they can realize that Allah, the Creator, is the one who creates the woman with a bent. You know, she's not the one who made the bent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, made the woman to have a bent so that the husband will be nice with her all the time. You see, this is the wisdom of creating the woman with a bent. When the husband will realize that my wife has a curve, if I try to make it straight, she will be broken. What is the meaning of this practically? If you become tough and harsh with the wife equals emotions. She will not tolerate your toughness or your harshness, so she will collapse. Either she will collapse psychologically, she will be depressed, or she will decide not to live with you, or she can, you know, have to do something, anything wrong. This means that she will put her, you know, in destruction when you will try to make her straight, to change her nature, to treat her with a tough way or a harsh way. What is the best? The best is to leave her to her nature and to treat her kindly, believing that this is how Allah creates her. Again, sisters, if we believe that the women are mostly, created based on emotions, this is a bent in the, in any person. Because to be a human being, controlling your life according to your emotions, this is not correct. You know, because when you are controlled by your emotions, you will always have wrong decisions. You will always have a quick response. You will always have a quick decision. And this is the nature of the woman. Okay? They are always very emotional. Okay? When my husband, for example, come and tell me, let us move from Houston, he didn't continue the rest of the statement. I will never move, and you will move alone. And if you tell me anything, I will not live with you. And this is what I expect from you. And this is your life with me. And I was never happy with you. And he didn't continue.
from Houston for a trip for a week. You know, this was the rest of the sentence. But she made the life upside down without knowing, you know, the continuation of the sentence. This is the nature of the woman. This is the curved nature. Emotions, emotions, emotions.
So, imperfect nature.
Yes, the imperfect nature. So how to deal with this? Okay, to deal with this, you know, through being kind, through being patient, through having, you know, time for discussion, believing that, you know, this is her nature. But still, she is a kind person. She is a good person. She is, you know, a sincere human being. She can give you all your life, you know, for the sake of kind word and kind treatment. But her problem is her nature. Okay, this is how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is trying, you know, to encourage the husbands to be kind to their wives based on the nature which Allah created them with. So the question is how the Muslim husband can act regarding the imperfect nature of his wife. Okay, the answer is that the Muslim husband who is adherent to the guidance of Islam, you see, this is the most important. To be adherent to the guidance of Islam, number one, he will have a deep and compassionate understanding of the nature and the psychology of the wife. And actually, sister, this is a very important factor. When I realize that, for example, I am a woman and all the women are, mostly emotional, okay? Even me, I am not a husband. But I have my sister, I have my mother, I have my daughter there. I will always try to understand that nature. So suppose I come and tell to Zainab, for example, Zainab, in a very nice way, how are you, Zainab? I didn't see you for 2 weeks. Oh, Sister Mona, I'm trying to come, but it was I'm not supposed to be upset with Zainab because this is the curse in Zainab. I know that all the women are having, you know, imperfect nature. So I tell, thank you very much, Zainab, thank you very much. I am very happy that you show up today. This is a very big blessing. Thank you, thank you. I will never be upset with her. Because this is how Allah creates her, and she will not be upset with me, because this is how Allah creates me. Then life will be very nice, because we understand the nature of each other. This is the main, you know, goal of that hadith, and that hadith must be known, you know, to all the Muslims. This is the nature, and actually this is in reality how the women act mostly. Emotions, 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 quick response, quick decision.
There was an experiment that was done between women and men, and the way that their reaction, the emotional reaction, and they give an example, and they say that they have different ways of reacting to problems and conflicts. And, you know, they give the example that a wife gave some letters to the husband to be delivered, right? And he forgot. And then the woman asked her, the wife asked, you know, did you deliver the letters? He went to the post office, and he said, oh, no, I forgot, because he had forgot. There was nothing that against her, just that it was a mistake. And they begin to argue, and then, you know, her emotional reactivity is, well, I forgot. And she will keep, she will not drop the issue because her emotion was, she was altered. Her emotional state was up. And there was no way for her to come to baseline level. And they say that men, when they have a conflict like that, they go back to baseline levels much faster than women. But there is something in the chemistry of the women that keep them in that state, that is alert state,
yes.
And emotional state that they don't, it's very difficult for them in comparison to men to go back to the baseline levels.
Yes.
And even if they close the issue, it will keep, it will still be in her mind, and the next opportunity or the next hour, but you did this. And she will remind him about that because it's not totally forgotten. And,
yes.
And the men, they say, it's very easy to shake their sleeve and forget about the problems.
Yes. This is, you know, actually what we learn, you know, from the Quran, that Allah created, you know, every one of them in a different way. And this is how Allah creates the woman, so that she will have, you know, the quick response and the quick reaction for the babies, you know. To take care of the kids, she will be always running after the baby, taking care of him, tolerating him, because when the baby will cry, she will run from the bed for the baby. you know. But when the baby will cry, the husband will still be sleeping. Okay, but the mother will be the one, you know, to react and to respond very quickly because of her emotions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created her with this emotion so that she can be the one all the time, you know, sacrificing, the one all the time trying to take care. She has the quick response and the quick reaction.
Okay? And I also mentioned to you one day that God created women with the part of the brain that controls compassion and emotion is larger in women than it is in men.
Yes.
It's interesting to know that, you know, that part of the brain is larger.
Oh, yes, in the women. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. You have to go. Okay. Inshallah.
It's like,
the discussions are nice because we bring like topics. We think about examples or
realities in life.
Realities in life.
Yes.
We can provide the answer for those realities.
Yes. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Two. In order to treat the woman according to her imperfect nature, is that to try to reconcile between the nature of the woman and the ideal life and the behavior he wants for her. All the time there must be a compromise, okay? Not to be looking for the perfection from your wife. Try to accept, you know, her nature. Try to accept, you know, how she is trying to be in the best shape, okay? Number three, never to forget that, you know, she is created from a bent rib, and to make it straighten is impossible. To make the bent rib a straight one is impossible. Okay, this is impossible, so never to forget that fact. So the three steps which every actually kind husband must remember when he is acting with his wife is number one, to understand the nature and her psychology. Number two, try to reconcile between her nature and the ideal life and the behavior he wants for her. And number three, never to forget that to strengthen, to make a bent rib a straight one is impossible. Accordingly, the Muslim husband should develop a tolerant and a kind attitude towards his wife so that he will be following the example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his behavior and deeds towards his wife, as he said, "And I am the best for my wife." Following the role model of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, this will make you to have a happy life with your wife. Dear husband, a wife may become angry for any reason, and she will keep away from her husband, making him to feel her anger. The Muslim husband responds with tolerance and kindness based on the deep insight into the psychology and the nature of the women, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to treat his wives whenever they were angry with him and kept away from him all the day until the night fell. Subhanallah.
So we're not the only ones.
Yes, you are not the only one who keep away from your husband until the night. Okay. Dear husband, to show emotions is necessary to keep the marital bond away from rusting. Remember that you will be rewarded for any emotions you show to your wife. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one will be rewarded for anything that he does, seeking the pleasure of Allah, even the food that he puts in the mouth of his wife. Dear husband, please remember the Quran in Surah Al-Rahman, Surah number 55, verse number 60. بسم الرحمن الرحيم هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان.
Is there any reward for good other than good?
Okay. Actually, this is the rule of Allah. The rule of reward of the good manners, kind treatment and mercy. This is the reality which Allah the Almighty is teaching us, to encourage us to keep on having good manners and doing the good deeds with everyone around us, especially those who share their lives with us. Mercy will lead to mercy. Accordingly, you must believe that your merciful attitude, your care and forgiveness will be highly appreciated by your wife. So she will try to show you the best of her manners, and she will be the best loyal companion who will take care of you all the time and will be the source of your happiness. And you know, sister, this is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your husband is not kind enough, but he is not beating, okay, or treating you with violence, but he is not kind to the expectation, okay, try to be kind with him. Try to be merciful with him. Try to treat with him the best treatment, believing that Allah will reward you for the good with the good. By time, inshallah, Allah will be the one. Allah the one to whom you are living your marriage as an act of worship, Allah will be also the one to change the manners of your husband, to make his heart to feel your good manners, to feel your kind treatment, and inshallah by time you will be sure of the reality of that rule, that the reward of good is the good. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best enjoyment in life is a righteous wife. Okay, so inshallah, now we will have a story related to the marriage between the husband and the wife, or the mercy between the husband and the wife. And inshallah, next week we will have some guidelines for the husbands to treat their wives with mercy. Inshallah, this is for next week. So as for this week, we will listen now to a story clarifying the importance for the husbands to be merciful and to be kind with their wives, believing in their imperfect nature. This story has the title of The Real Understanding Kind Husband. A man and his fiancée were married. It was a large celebration. All of their friends and family came to see the lovely ceremony and to partake the celebrations. Everyone was observing the affection between the bride and the groom. A few months later, the wife comes to the husband with a proposal, saying, "I read in the magazine a while ago about how we can strengthen our marriage," she offered. "Each of us will write a list of the things that we find a bit annoying with the other person. Then we can talk about how we can fix them together and make our lives happier together." The husband agreed. So each of them went to a separate room in the house and thought of the things that annoyed them about the other. Actually, they thought about this question for the rest of the day and wrote down what they came up with. The next morning at the breakfast table, they decided that they would go over their lists. "I shall start," offered the wife. She took out her list. It had many items on it, enough to fill 3 pages, in fact. As she started reading the list of the little mistakes, she noted that the tears were starting to appear in her husband again. As she started reading the list of the little mistakes, she noted that the tears were starting to appear in her husband's eyes. "What is wrong?" she asked. "Nothing," the husband replied. "Keep reading your list." The wife continued to read until she had read the 3 pages to her husband. She placed her list on the table and folded her hands over top of it. "Now you read your list and then we talk about the things on both of our lists," she said happily. Quietly, the husband stated, "I don't have anything on my list. I think that you are perfect." "I think that you are perfect the way you are. I don't want to change anything. For me, you are the wonderful wife. The wife who touched me with her kind treatment." Actually, the wife was touched by his mercy, kindness and compassion. She turned her head and wept. In life, there are enough times when we are disappointed, depressed, and annoyed. We don't really have to go looking for them. Why to waste our time looking for the mistakes when we can be kind enough to forget them? In conclusion, we must realize that nobody is perfect. But we can find happiness and perfection in our spouses when we can change the way we see them. It is necessary to understand the nature and the abilities to be kind and merciful and a merciful hand to each other. And inshallah we will continue. الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.